still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
Got to talk to Jim Brewer in just a little bit, which is just awesome. And it is this sense of normalcy. We're starting to return to like stuff going on. Everybody's showing up. I don't know about this. Toledo, look this up. This weekend is Canelo Alvarez and Billy Joe Saunders. It's a for fight fans, this is a good one. This is a really good fight. Canelo is the king of all fights. Like, he's pound for pound superstar right now. And Billy Joe has a chance. Like, he's a good fighter. I don't know if he can beat him, but I don't know if anybody can. But it's at Texas Stadium. It's at the Cowboys Stadium, which holds like 108,000 people. And I don't know if they're going full pull on that yet.
Yes.
It is a complete...
Texas is wide open.
Oh, that's Texas, yeah.
I didn't know
Texas
that they
Rangers
could still...
Texas Rangers and Astros have been packed.
That's what I saw on... Well, yeah.
On the weekends
on baseball.
They've been packed.
Yeah, I saw the
so
baseball
this fight will be...
It's going to be 100,000 people in the thing. So that's going to look real normal. Because there were some fights this weekend, Ruiz and Areola fought. And it's the greatest nickname ever. Areola has... Chris Areola.
That's real?
Yeah. His name is Chris Nightmareola. The Nightmare. Nightmare Areola, which we've all seen a Nightmare Areola, and it's turned us around. Yeah, too many bumps, ladies. That's a Nightmare Areola. I just call you Chris Areola. But, yeah, so there were some fights there, but they had kind of a scattered seating. But there was a crowd for it. It was pay-per-view and stuff. So there was a crowd for it, and it was kind of neat to see that. But this is going to be different when you get a – they're going to be – this
but
is Mexico.
Upper concourse.
Oh, you can – trust me, that TV in that building –
Oh, because you have
that
on the
television.
Gotcha.
It's 100 yards.
Yeah,
of
that's
TV.
Right. I forgot about
you
that.
You can't miss a thing. In fact, you don't watch anything on the field anyway.
Yeah.
Like when, because I was in there, I was in the end zone for the Super Bowl of that thing. And they had the TVs on the side. It's ridiculous how big this thing is. It's massive.
Get you on the floor for behind the camera view for $700. That's in front of the camera for $2,400.
You
might have a better time, like you said, in the upper. If you're
if you're there to watch, and you know, although down close to a fight like that is pretty awesome. But I'm just curious how that's going to work. It's going to be 100,000 people. It's Mexico fighting on Cinco de Mayo weekend.
Crazy.
So they're coming up. Dallas, Texas is not going to be, you know, sorry guys, you can't do it. But 100,000 people are going to be in that stadium this weekend, which is going to feel like things are normal again. Like that's a sporting. Like we've watched sporting events since last March with zero people. And now you see baseball occasionally, but even still, I watched the game the other day, and I forget where it was, but they don't have anything lifted, and there was like 20
people. No one in
there.
Well, it depends on where it is, too. Yeah. Like Toledo was saying, that watching a Rangers game or something, it's sold out.
Yeah.
It's packed.
There's like 6,000 in Seattle on a weekend.
Yeah, I was watching a Diamondbacks game. I'm like, when will they lift the restrictions? Evidently they have, but nobody's going.
Just like in every year.
Just like every other year they played. I was like,
wow.
Have
they started?
Poor Diamondbacks. I mean, I thought Ducey said no. I thought we could do – no, it turns out that the Diamondbacks are still – celebrating like a huge distance of social distancing. Like keep far away from their stadium, evidently, is their plan.
I just think people are still holding off until they make the fixes in the stadium, you know, make it better.
You think that's what the people – yeah, people are like, you know what, more amenities.
And that's what they're saying. See, we need that money.
What people are saying about what I consider the worst stadium in baseball is I need more distractions and stuff to do outside of baseball in this busy mess of a mall. that stadium is – when the roof's open, it's like being in a different place.
Yeah, much better.
But when it's closed, you are in the weirdest mall ever, and there's like a baseball game going on, and then every 5 minutes somebody tries to sell me a Plinko coupon to play. What are we doing? It's like, oh, in a second, the big board's going to play a game. Like, get away from me. You want to buy a raffle ticket? Go away. I'm here for baseball. All right. Well, fans.
You're lost.
I'm like, oh, does it float? I'm like, stop with the nonsense. Baseball. But it's not selling. And I'm telling you right now that I don't think any of their in-stadium stuff works either because that stadium's always empty. Anyway, on my rant about the Diamondbacks, that was not what I intended. But, yeah, so this weekend, 100,000 people. So it's good because Brewer will be here. Doors are open in surprise. You can go out there. I don't think – do you have to prove vaccination with things now?
I don't think
not
so.
Not here,
no.
No?
Not
in this
So what
state.
Do I get that little card for?
To travel.
Where am I going?
Well, if you want to go,
I'm throwing it out.
If you want to go,
how long does that last?
I mean, if you're scooting to Morocco or somewhere,
I got plans for that. I was going to head to India. Is that still okay?
They're saying that you might need it for cruise ship travel and for airlines for at least a year.
Okay.
Airlines too. I mean, when I had to fly back from Vegas, it was just jump on the phone.
Well, I mean, that's domestically.
Okay.
Yeah. Even so, to Hawaii, you're going to need a ship.
Didn't we ban India now? Like people said, if you had trips planned to India, who planned a trip to India?
Just somebody's recently. Going to Mecca, John.
Who's going to India? It doesn't matter. I don't care about your religion. And I don't even think that's in India. I think that's in the Middle East.
Whatever that big place
it's in
is.
Saudi Arabia.
It's over there somewhere.
Taj Mahal. That's what I meant.
Taj Mahal. There you go.
Nope. Toledo's not going anywhere. You're my travel agent. Why am I here? Why is everybody in burkas? But yeah, we banned travel to India. And I'm like, what was that? One flight can't go? Like, who's going to India right now? It was anybody in the last 9 months going, well, I better make that trip to India while the prices are low. Yuck.
Not from the States unless you are playing in some international cricket tournament.
You think they got a cricket tournament brewing right now that people can travel
it's
for?
It's been canceled.
Yeah, because everyone there has it.
Yeah.
Like 400,000 people a day. India's a mess. So, yeah, they banned that, so I get that. But we're going to have a 100,000-person thing here Saturday, and nobody's really – everybody's kind of sitting there with their fingers crossed, mm-hmm. I think. And it's good. I think we're good. I think we're over it. We're all done.
Well, New York's opening up in 2 weeks.
It's and Vegas and
Broadway's
Disneyland
wide
just opened.
Open.
Yeah. Well, Broadway's going to start again, but they can't just get going when they say we've got to rehearse.
Heads exploding.
Clean our costumes.
So much work.
It's yeah. So it'll be interesting, but it's all opening up, so it's good. So Brewer will call us in a little bit, and you guys can sit in his super spreader while he's on stage safely far from you, and you'll all be good. Are you comfortable in a crowd yet? I mean, vaccinated and everything. It was like
vaccinated.
Still,
yes, I'm. I'm.
Yeah,
comfortable.
You're okay.
Yeah, yeah.
You?
Yeah.
Lisa's almost there.
Yeah. Outside.
And she's vaccinated.
You want it Definitely. To be outside more.
Yeah.
You don't want to be indoors with a bunch of people.
Yeah, because I haven't gone to I haven't gone to a movie theater yet. Or
yeah, that one's weird like, for me.
You go to. I'm flying at a restaurant. I guess it wouldn't be much different. The toughest thing was flying.
Yeah, flying was weird, but that was back before any of the like you didn't have anything shot up or anything. Are you crowd okay?
I'm all right.
I think I'm
I don't
like crowds anyway.
The movie theater thing, there's been nothing to see, so I haven't went.
That's true.
Yeah. But
yeah, if there was
I don't think I have an issue. If there's something worth going to see, I'm in.
I think
at this
ready.
Point, I'm
I don't know
it.
If I'm in if it's packed. Like, I like it now where you can still pick your seat, and they show you if, you know, if where you're sitting is full.
I miss COVID.
I wouldn't choose that.
When it comes to movies.
I know.
I like
there's
COVID.
Something out there.
I would prefer to have it.
I mean, that man cave.
I don't want to watch it at home. I can't do that. I can't watch movies at my house very good. Because I just get bored or I start looking around. I'm like, hey, I got stuff in the fridge. And I start doing things. But at the theater when they trap you. But I miss COVID for the idea of like if – because I'm not worried about it either. But I'd prefer it if the theater had no people in it. That's my big thing. Like, get rid of the people and we're good. I thought COVID was going to clear out more space, but it didn't do a very good job, to be honest. It was okay.
Well, unless you're in India.
We're in India right now. It's like, man. Well, I mean, think about it. They need some space clearing.
Yeah.
Billions of them. Anyway, so yeah, be careful. And if you do go to the Brewer thing, you'll be all right. I think we're done with it. Like Brett said, mentally I've checked out of this thing, so it can't get me anymore. Pretty much how I feel.
It's been over a year at this point.
That's enough.
You know, yeah, I'm done. Yeah.
That's enough
done.
Disease.
Done.
People with cancer for a year are like, that's enough cancer.
Done.
I'm no longer doing
it. Told that disease.
Yeah.
Get out.
Yeah, that's right. And the disease is like, oh, you guys don't want me around anymore? Okay, sorry.
I've done everything I can do. I'm getting the second. We're getting the second shot
Thursday.
This week. Yeah. I've done everything I can do, and God forbid, if you get it, you get it at this point.
Right.
There's nothing else you can do. You got to live your life.
Well, there's tons you could do, but
I'm not going to stay at home.
Yeah.
Right. I'm not going to be Larry. I'm not going to just stay at home.
Larry got it. How did you do that? We would say. Evidently, it snuck in the vents. Jim Brewer joins us next. It's 98.
Our country is facing a major crisis.
98.
We need to find out what's causing it.
Okay.